Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents. I am Brian, and that is Luke. We're coming to you on the darkest day of the year. It's evil, and it is good. Good. So good.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. I let Brian go down that tangent because I had a feeling he's been having some dark, ominous tones here in the studio all day, and I thought we'd entertain him. So
we shall be talking about the evil that has seeped forth in Wisconsin.
Yes,
it
we will.
It will be so good.
Yes, today is the shortest day, the darkest day of the year. It's looking pretty nice outside right now, but this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. And you can always stream this fine show and all the other programming we do on this station at the Devil Radio app.
Did you say my name?
If you're going by the devil.
Evil. it's so good.
Before we dive into some of the evil nonsense that's going on here in the state of Wisconsin, do you want to give a quick public health update? Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services issued a health advisory because Republican lawmakers and conservative special interest groups decided that they wanted to pretty much hamstring the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic as much as they could.
Well, how else are you going to prove that government doesn't work if you don't hamstring them first?
Right. So without an act from the Wisconsin State Legislature led by Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, we will not be getting any action. So the best DHS can do is an advisory. Please wear a mask. Please go get vaccinated and keep your holiday gatherings fairly small, as small as you can, and practice social distancing this holiday season because COVID is on the rise, Brian.
On a good note, you can't sue a suggestion.
They'll probably try. We'll see.
Please do this. You can't tell me to please.
Yes.
You and your please are trampling all over my rights. Let me cough on you and then tell you how you have to live.
Pretty much. Pretty much, though. And I have a feeling that's what the January lawsuits will be. But as of right now, 5 days ago here in Dane County, we had 3 cases confirmed of the Omicron variant.
When was it? How far back was this?
5 days ago.
5 days ago.
5 days ago, we had three cases. Today, Dane County is reporting 150 cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19.
Huh.
So please, if you have not yet, go get vaccinated, wear a mask.
I mean, I don't know, but that just seems like more.
It seems like a lot more over 5 days.
It just seems like more. And remember, these are the people who have gotten tested in the last 5 days. Have you gotten tested in the last 5 days?
Nope. So it's not looking too good.
We are outside of this data set.
Omicron variant. But, Brian, we had a great show filling in yesterday for Crudy on the Devil's Advocates.
Fun.
Yeah, we got to do 3 hours of our Dueling Tangents bit here.
You lost consciousness
on the radio
for the last half hour. It's pretty awesome.
I don't even know what happened. I blacked out.
Good thing we have it on tape. You should check that
it's
out.
It's all recorded.
Actually,
yeah,
nothing's on tape anymore. It's all digital.
But you can check out the podcast at devilradio927.com.
Evil.
Yes, but today is going to fly by because we did 3 hours yesterday and we only got to do one today.
Oh, look, it's over.
Look, it's done. So yesterday, we were talking about narrative, messaging, a lot of the things that we like to talk about here on this fine show.
And I implored people to please look at what your values are and see what politicians are doing, things that actually line up with those values. And are they actually lining up with those values? And I'm talking about things like the Republicans saying that they are the party of what, let's say, local control.
Or, say, fiscal responsibility.
Yeah. And let's see how their actions have resulted. Well, yesterday we talked about the Brookings Institute and the Trump tax cuts. I'm just going to say that that's not fiscally responsible.
Nope.
That whole thing.
Nope.
You can check it out. Brookings Institute, Trump tax cuts.
Bad fiscal policy. Did not work.
Did not work.
Did not pay for itself. Did not stimulate the economy.
Nope.
A lot of stock buybacks. Yep. Did not work.
Actually affected here. Kimberly Clark, they
outsourced, didn't they?
They went ahead and they got about a billion, almost just under $1 billion, like 970 some million dollars. And okay. They used that for stock buybacks.
Oh.
Okay.
And then did all of those stock buybacks disappear when the COVID-19 pandemic hit? And the
same
stock
exact
market crashed?
Time. This was, remember, this is the Trump, this is the Trump tax cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is before the pandemic.
Right.
They tried to close a factory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they begged the Wisconsin legislature for more money so that they could keep their poor workers who needed more money and or to save the factory. So on one hand, they used nearly $1 billion in stock buybacks, but then
didn't have enough funds to,
but,
you know,
but
keep
again,
the mill
they were
open.
Just using the precedent set by Foxconn, where you can just beg for money from the Wisconsin state legislature, and if you're a big enough business,
they'll give it to you.
They'll give it to you.
Yeah,
that's great.
I don't know if that's great, but we're going to dive
in. I think they closed the factory anyway, but that's
we'll have to do some follow-up research on that one.
That's another tale of evil.
Yeah, that it is. And if you want to join this great show, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Brian and I will be taking your calls all afternoon, but we also...
Let's check in on Foxconn.
Yeah, we want to give an update because, lo and behold, Brian, there's never a short period of time that goes by without hearing an update of Foxconn, and it's never good.
Like
it's never like, oh, they came through on their promises, and all of a sudden we're bringing these high-paying good jobs to southeastern Wisconsin.
Just
it's never that.
Just to be clear, I want to make sure this is the same Foxconn that Scott Walker had touted on a napkin deal, and that
former Governor Scott Walker, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
That's really what I would just want to.
Okay.
Okay. Just want to make sure that she was.
Yes, she was the part of the administration that brought this deal.
Which again, Foxconn is very successful at what it was aiming to do.
Hoodwink the Republican politicians in Wisconsin.
The thing is that what we think it was going to do and what it actually was planning on doing are two different things. You see, it says it was going to make, you know, whatever generation technology, glass screens and Corningware.
10th gen or 11th gen?
They're going to be the ancillary jobs.
It was going to help us win the 21st century.
So many ancillary jobs. People are going to be, they have to expand the lanes in the 94. You know what? The rest of the state has potholes everywhere and their roads are crap. But you know what? Let's prioritize the one that we just redid a couple years ago so that we can go and expand them for these, you know, automated lanes for these people. You know what? Screw it. Let's dig up the citizens of our own actual city and move them the hell out of the city so that Foxconn can come here.
It's
and
a village.
There's going to be so many village people are moved. Good for them. and they have their family homes. But you know what? We paid them $150 on the dollar for their family homes, and it's fine because they're going to sit there and be, what are they doing? Oh, they're just a mining corporation. A mining operation, you say? There's no minerals there. Yes, but they are mining for your taxpayer dollars. That's what they do. They come in and they set up and they mine for taxpayer dollars. They don't actually have to spend really much of anything because they're going to get most of it back in your taxpayer dollars. They've done this in several different states before. And guess what? They're a foreign corporation as well. So that money doesn't even stay in this country.
All sending back to Taiwan, I believe.
And you freaking Republicans are like, this is the greatest thing ever. Let's put all of our eggs in one basket. And then you are literally funneling not only money, but your clean, fresh water to Foxconn.
Mm-hmm. So, they have access to it all now.
And guess what? It's that corporations in that country are owned a little bit by the state, aren't they? A little bit controlled by the state. Oh, guess what? The freaking China, when they can poison all their water, can go and take the water from our land and go and bring it back to them.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare, but it is a valid concern, Brian, because
they have a freaking straw in the drink, and they have a straw in our taxpayer dollars.
They have a straw in both. And after we got better part of 4 years now since the deal was written on the back of that napkin with Walker, and we've got a giant glass dome globe thingy in southeastern Wisconsin to show for it.
I keep thinking it's Epcot, but it's definitely
not. It's not Epcot, but that's what we've got to show for it. But we've also got, you know, some individuals that are interested to see how this project is progressing. So we got a headline over at Wisconsin Public Radio today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Brian, can you believe that the public records of the individual responsible for this development of Foxconn for the Village of Mount Pleasant, the public calendar hours that he's recording for the village don't actually match up with, you know, the hours that his firm is billing the Village of Mount Pleasant to pay him and compensate him. Is that a shock?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Because we've covered Claude Lewis before. We've talked about him several times because he is the...
Is it Claude Lewis or Lois?
I don't care.
Okay.
He's a turd. He's a grifter.
He's definitely a leech. I don't know about a turd, but he's leeching taxpayer dollars because, Brian, the village administrator for Mount Pleasant authorizes his $28,000 salary each month without really actually verifying anything other than the contract that Kapoor and Associates, the firm that he works for, has with the Village of Mount Pleasant for this Foxconn development deal. But again, nothing to really show for it. We've got...
So there's a leech and a lamprey basically next to each other, and the leech is on the lamprey and the lamprey is on us. That's really great. Way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, who could have seen this? I mean, we planned it out so, you know, detailed in the back of a napkin. The legislation was rushed through in 24 hours. The people that had to read the legislation had less than 24 hours to read it. Oh, yeah. Most of them were in session at the time, too. Senator Tim Carpenter was on the panel that was supposed to go and read it and approve it within 24 hours. He was in session most of the day while he and then had to read it while somebody else drove him back to go and get
And I think
the
they
meeting.
Voted on it in the middle of the night, if I recall correctly.
They rushed it through. They did not review it. The public commentary was pretty much nil or middle of the night or pushed back like they always do. This, you rushed it, you forced it. You got what you want, and then they have the nerve to blame Tony Evers, whose power you took away before he even got into office.
Yep. And that's pretty much where we're at with Foxconn. So this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking Foxconn, a couple of other headlines we want to get to as well here in the state of Wisconsin. But we will take your calls here on the shortest day of the year. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Evil.
See you on the dark side.